My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, it is Patriots Monday all day long. I think I was in error earlier when I said that our next guest would be down here today. Rich Keefe is in the studio. Like, I believe, like 43% of America who were in survivor pools up until yesterday, you are no longer in the WEEI survivor pool, Rich.
I am not. It was a blast while it lasted. I really enjoyed my time in this year's survivor pool. We're on to 2025.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you got good company. Wiggy's out.
Cincinnati did us wrong.
Yeah, I certainly did not see that coming, so I deserve it. I deserve to sit it and watch the rest of the year. Good luck to everybody who's still playing.
I mean, there's only two of you on air on that one, on your show, and I made nice graphics for you guys. So please, we need Jones to make sure he stays alive.
Yeah, the graphics were nice. Yeah, Billy Lanny's still alive, so that's good. And Nick LePan. So we got three members of our show are still on to week two. But yeah, I'm out.
All right. Well, I mean, I don't think many expected that it was going to go that way yesterday.
I certainly did not. I mean, there was a lot of talk about Cincinnati being really bad early in the season, and that was obviously true, but I mean, all the credit in the world to the Patriots. That looked like after starting the game with a penalty, they couldn't line up properly on the kickoff. You're like, here we go. And then they were dialed in the whole rest of the game. The defense was awesome. Even the special teams was great, like no penalties and things like that. So the turnovers, yeah, it was a great win, and they deserve to be pumped about it.
I thought they would have missed Joe Judge more.
They did not. No, addition by subtraction with Joe Judge.
Rich, those guys are all buying into the Mayo vibe down there. It seems like it's a real thing. And if they could play this way, that way defensively and run the football, I don't know if they're going to make major noise, but I think they're going to be a team that week in and week out, they're going to like, oh, they got a chance. They can win a football game.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a team that is a pain in the ass to play against. You know, like every week you're like, oh my God, like this team that like actually tackles well. Like not a lot of teams in the NFL tackle well, as simple as that should be. And then just they're going to be super physical. And I don't think ultimately that's the way to win in today's NFL, but they don't really have the personnel for that. So they're just taking what they have and trying to maximize it. So, yeah, Seattle saw that and is like, oh, crap.
Getting ready for them, you got a little bit of a leg up when Gerard Mayo told you that they're just going to run the football every week. So,
yep.
It's up to you to stop them.
And tonight, the Jets lose to the 49ers, and you will wake up tomorrow morning with the New York Jets in last place.
That is true.
Well, it was looking like both Miami and Buffalo were going to lose. Like when we were watching the Patriots game and then looking at the scores, you're like, oh, these guys are going to. Then they both had big comebacks to win, but. Yeah, no, I mean, it was an impressive victory for the Patriots, for sure.
All right, what are you guys doing on the show today?
Well, we will be joined by a couple of the winners. Hunter Henry, who had a huge pass breakup in the end zone, kind of Bale and Jacoby Brissett out. We'll talk to Hunter Henry and Juwan Bentley, who played in every snap on that defense. And then also Andrew Whitworth from the Amazon Prime pre- and post-game show. He's going to join us today as well, talk about week one in the NFL.
All right. All right. The other thing I would say, Rich, real quick, is that yesterday's game leads me to believe, and I know Mayo kind of didn't give us any insight into it, that we're going to see Drake May a lot sooner than later.
What?
What are you talking about?
You are the only person in the world who listened to that interview and thought that.
Because what is the biggest thing he said in that interview?
I mean,
the offensive line.
That we all support.
Not all about Jacoby Brissett.
No, he's talking about
Drake May.
He said the offensive line is better than everybody expected to be.
He said that it's a mirror, that the only way he's successful is if he's transparently honest, and he said that it's Jacoby's job.
Right, it is for now.
And when you mentioned Drake May, I could hear his eye roll in the car.
No, he might have been like, I don't want to answer this. But when he said...
The last segment, you always are amazing.
When he said...
I want to see Drake May as much as anybody in the world. It's not happening after week one.
My over and under is week six.
Okay.
And I believe he's starting before week six.
I think, listen, there's a possibility, but he's not starting the home opener. He's not starting...
No, I didn't say that.
Okay.
But we're not talking injury.
No, we're not talking injury. But the way he talked about the offensive line was so good.
You're skipping over...
Made me think he's not playing this season.
The way he talked about Brissett.
No.
Like, come on.
He talked about Brissett because Brissett did a good job of game managing. Brissett was crying.
I love, mark my words.
Which is asking what gummy you're on.
I'm not on no gummy. Listen to what Mayo say.
I heard the whole thing.
The problem is this. He's speaking politically football talk to you.
That's not a real thing.
Yes, it is. And when he says the offensive line, that tells me that it's going to be a couple weeks where they have confidence in the offensive line that they can keep Drake May upright. All right.
Hey, if you're right,
I can't wait. I am going to take such a victory lap on everybody.
Looking forward to it.
All right.
Jones and Kiefer next. We're back tomorrow morning on a Tie Tuesday. Ty Law with us tomorrow morning. We will talk to you at 6 a.m. Patriots Monday continues next here at WEEI. Thank you for your patronage.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.